But but on the basic. A lot of folders, huh?
That's the only way I can keep my sanity. The last one?
I don't know if it was the last one or if it was one else.
So there were two of them in one email.
Yeah.
And then there was a new, the free scale one.
I think it was the embedded project one right there.
This one.
That one. I think on the right side might be a 6 connector. Like a maybe
power?
Even an 8, yeah, for power. It doesn't really mention it here, which is one of those weird things. Maybe it's in the data sheet or the block diagram. Okay. Oh, PSX. Power. Oh no, it says XFI. Sorry.
Could be an alternate to the standard that you have in mind.
I'm trying to see if there's any connection that, in particular, completely talks about the power coming in.
Here are the power stuff.
It does say power supplies, barrel connection. It's possible that it could be a reference to the barrel connection. It might be more in the data sheet then, rather than the.
So the barrel connection could supply the alternate 12 volts?
Yeah, it looks like that.
What is a barrel connection?
Not completely sure. I'm trying to think that it might be a nickname for that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good to actually check that out, because. Oh! It's the other power source.
It's the other power
source. That's the external power source option that they have. Okay, I was thinking maybe, but yeah, I was hoping to find something that made sense.
Where did it go? Where did I lose this guy?
I think it's in another tab.
No.
Let's just open it up again.
Who is it? Oh, it's here.
So let's look at the. You can see the connection. That's the barrel one.
Oh, this one.
And the one up there is the one that I'm trying to look at.
That's probably the one.
It looks like it has the 6 pins to be a power supplies connection, like the one I was talking about before. I don't know if it would be in the. FI or main power supplies.
This is the barrel connection, I guess.
That's the external power.
And it's right here.
This yeah, guy. That's that one.
Yeah. Can we attach a battery there? But we cannot charge it.
I think that we can attach a battery. I don't know enough about the device to determine if...
How to charge it.
If it chooses to not take that external power, if you know it finds itself with power, I don't know enough of the assumed situation that it will run on versus our ideal situation.
I think we have a lot of unknowns here. That is one of the problems that is preventing us from taking the next step,
particularly with other people's devices. Another problem is the lack of a wireless card. I don't even see another connection such as USB that we can even connect just a Wi-Fi connection to and program afterwards. I mean, I have no idea what this is over here. I'm not really certain. We have an
Ethernet.
That
looks like an Ethernet.
You think these are Ethernet as well?
So
I thought that was
like,
an Ethernet.
I mean, that looks like similar form factor to this guy, right?
Maybe.
This could be just Ethernet. So here, I'm sure they have sold somewhere. That's
why I figured a data sheet might be okay for us to look at, so that way we can see particular features it has. Does it say it up there?
210 gigabit Ethernet.
Ah, 10 gigabit. Bigger. USB master slave interface via USB micro B connector. Serial port as well. Okay. Is there anything? Is that,
I mean,
wait, is it only one page long or?
It's probably more than.
We also have a hardware, same block diagram as before. What's this? I'm just advertising that I think they could offer more custom solutions if you need it. Doesn't recognize a few of those.
It's not clear what processor this thing is running, right?
It's running a T2080.
T2080 CPU, which is... What kind of CPU is that?
Looks like... I mean... That's it right there, but I don't know.
Freescale. Core IQ. T2080.
So, I don't even sure if this is...
Four E6500 cores. What is that E6500? No idea what that is. Ubuntu and BSPs. What is BSP? For Linux.
Binary Software Package?
And then the latest thing that someone said is also very interesting. This one, again, Freescale. So here, again, 4080. It's probably a slightly different one, but similar power architecture. That's
like
IBM's
PowerPC?
PowerPC, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Interesting.
And then this is, has a mini SD card.
Battery pack. Backed. RTC?
Real-time clock.
Oh, that's just
it's only
that's
for the
crystal.
Yeah,
okay.
Only for the clock. It's not for the whole board.
Gotcha.
Power supply via PCI Express. And optional via external power connector.
Okay, so that's what we were also looking at.
One of the things that I think we should be not terribly concerned about is whether... it's possible for us to build a custom board. If we can use one of these boards as a proof of concept to show that, okay, here's what is possible. If you are able to add, let's say, a supercapacitor that can run the board for a few seconds, maybe a minute,
so
then just enough for it to flush and shut down.
That also mean that we don't really care if we're wireless yet, or if we'd rather still have
Ethernet
connection.
We shouldn't care if we're wireless. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Every time I think we don't have a meeting on Tuesday, because I see the invitation for Fridays or something, and it's
we have Tuesdays and Fridays, right?
Yeah.
Except that this Friday we don't have a meeting because it's...
I see. Yeah.
What is that?
It's
4th of July.
I know, for sure.
Yeah, Independence Day. And then we meet on Thursday, though.
Okay.
This week.
Okay,
you're
looking at
this one? If you have time.
Yeah,
we're looking
at
it. Okay, so before we start going into the details,
let me give you...
We kind of get sucked into the details too quickly. But let me say something which will help to put us on the right path. FIU wants to file a... Non-provisional patent for this stuff.
Okay.
Which means usually what they do is they file a provisional patent and then they do a non-provisional patent. Mainly because they're not sure if they want to do a non-provisional or not. Non-provisional costs $10,000.
And they want to do that directly?
They
want to
do that directly. Okay.
So you convince them to do that?
Pedro is a really nice guy.
Okay.
So I had a meeting with him on Monday and he said he wants to do The only thing he said that if you want me, I can do a provisional just for you to add more claims. Because once you do a non-provisional, then you cannot add more invention to it.
Mm.
So if you want, so he said that if you want to, let's say, improve this and make it more sound, then we could gain some time by filing a provisional patent application.
That's good.
It's something for us to consider, right? But I'm not sure. I think that it's not clear what new things we can add here. I mean, you guys may have some new ideas, and it would be great to add, get that into the patent as well. So that's first thing, right? So that's out of the way. It's sort of bureaucratic stuff. The second thing is that, which is much more relevant to our progress, is I realize that we may be getting sucked into whether the card has everything that we need, right? That sort of thinking. And at least I was getting sucked into that mode of thinking. And I feel that is probably not the right direction for us from a, you know, from creating from the standpoint of creating a solution quickly and a prototype and demonstrating proof of concept. So if the card doesn't have wireless communication, it's okay. If the card doesn't have self-powering capability, it's okay. But it needs to have, say, a PCI communication capability, and it needs to have some amount of compute capability. It may not even need to be in the same general compute class, but if it can run Linux, that's better, because then it's easy for us to put some software there that will more readily communicate with what we have on the host.
Yeah, my priority was PCI Express and Linux.
PCI
and
Express
never
and Linux.
About, you know, wireless and
yeah. So
wireless.
I think you had a better sense for this than I did, and I think that that's the right approach, because everything else could be built could be built custom if we are able to show this proof of concept and if we are able to get the funding to support that next stage.
Would we still be looking also for cars that have some form of network communication still there? Well, I don't know if any of them didn't have an Ethernet connection.
Oh, all of them have. Most of them that, you know, that I was looking for, they had, you know.
But Stephen points out a good, I mean, he brings out a good point. Is networking really necessary for proof of concept?
No.
Because that's an easily added interface, right, to a PCI card.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, in fact, networking cards are PCI cards. So we can assume that networking is a given. If you have a PCI card, which doesn't have networking, it should be fairly straightforward to add networking to it.
The
only thing is that we cannot do certain kinds of evaluation with our prototype if we don't have networking. That's the only thing.
But here's what I got, okay? For the beginning, definitely, for sure, we are starting with a little bit expensive board that has all type of things you want, okay?
Yeah.
And for wireless, just plug in a USB, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. For battery, I don't know. Just plug in the.
I don't remember any of them that had the USB connection as well.
Think we need battery for proof of concept.
Yeah, the battery was my last priority. Okay, because that part
we can fake that.
Yes, we can fake that.
Yeah. Just cut off close communication completely.
That's
a pretend blackout.
Yeah.
So let me give you some of my achievements, okay, that are really great, okay? I was able to, you know, catch some people.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to, let me go to the board to tell you what I got, you know?
Okay.
One board, okay, I can tell you, I found them, you know, like the best one because of two things. First of all, the number of documentation you can find online, it's really important, okay?
Okay, that's true.
Okay. Here's the thing. The first board is called ZC... 706, okay, from Xilinx.
Okay.
This card has a system on chip, you know, like processor that also has an FPGA, okay. There's some other, you know, like parts included inside the board that I'm not sure about this, because I found some, you know, like somebody on the internet, he was a PhD guy working in Germany. I mean, he's studying in Germany, and he's working for a company on a project that they are designing processors, high-performance processors, and storage on PCI Express cards.
Mm.
Okay, so and also he had a lot of, you know, like, tutorials on the YouTube about this Z7. Actually, let's say a Z7000 series of the processor of Xilinx.
Mm.
Okay, these processors, you know, have, you know, decided to PL and PS. Then PL is the part that you can program. There is an application called Avado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can go there. There's many, you know, ready to use building blocks like the PCI Express block. Then you can program it here. You need to learn this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only thing. If you choose this board, we need to go through it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And he did that.
Okay.
He actually programmed one of these kits, you know, to use PCI Express and to, you know, just sending back and forth data with, you know, with high bandwidth with the host.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, he was like, he did that, you know. But the thing is this: the first email they answer, the second email they're tired. I mean, like they don't answer, you know. They think like, I don't know why they people like act like this. So this is what all I've got, okay? So you can, you know, run a Linux on it, Ubuntu, Debian.
What does PL and PS stand for?
PS is system, L is logic.
Okay.
Okay? The PS has, you know, two A9 Cortex, okay,
mm.
Two L1 cache.
Mm.
L2 cache, a spoon, what is it? A snoop for, you know, cache coherency. It has a DMA part, you know, DRAM,
yeah,
bunch of things.
Okay.
Okay, this thing is about 2,500. Okay.
Okay.
But the good thing is that a lot of, you know, people are using this. You can find any part you get problem with that, you can find, you know, a tutorial or, you know, a forum about it. Okay. And I was asking him, do I need device driver on this side and on my host side? He was like, yes, you need to do that.
Mm.
The device driver is needed. Okay. But for this part, you also need to be able to work with Avado, but it already has implemented. It has those building blocks already implemented. That's all I got. I don't know how this thing is working, how it's getting programmed. You know, it's a little bit weird.
Mm.
He's in hardware, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, geek or something. He knows how it works.
Mm.
So this is one of our, you know, solutions. He was like, I would suggest you as much as you can get away from FPGA.
Mm.
Okay? Because it's going to make you harder.
Mm.
You don't know about this. You need to learn it. Okay? And he was like, I'm sure there are some, you know, like boards out there that can do that. And I said, this is my second email. Okay, tell me, do you know anyone? It was like, we can use the GPU. I was like, dude, it doesn't work for me. I'm saying, and I was like, okay, thank you. I know he's busy, you know. And he didn't take so much energy. So this was good. I can find that this board is awesome, okay?
Mm.
The second thing is P4080. What is that? PCIe, okay? From Freescale.
Yeah.
This is using QRQ chipsets. I think I didn't get into the details. SimpliKit Power PC architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
It's Power PC architecture. There are some companies that are both selling that, you know, part.
Yeah.
Two of them, they were like, we don't, you know, answer technical questions, okay?
Yeah.
One of them, I called him.
Yeah.
I called him, I talked to him, he was like, yeah, you can do this. Because basically, they're using this, okay, here's the thing. Go search for, it has another name on the internet, let me tell you. There are two other, exactly the same boards with higher power.
Mm-hmm.
This is the decent one. Let me show you. This is
it's like just a different number.
Yes.
Did you send me those links? It may be. In
I don't think so. The last ones. I don't think so.
There was one 2080 Freescale, and then you sent 4080. Freescale.
No, that's not the one. Let me show you. Let me tell you which one. It's working. It's a thing. What was the name? Search for this one. Niagara 804 and Niagara 710. Oh, let me see. Yeah, Niagara something. If you search for this, it's from the company called Interface Master.
804 Niagara.
Go to the third one. Yeah, interface. You can see, I think, all three of them. Yes. these chips are basically are getting used, okay, for networking, you know, applications.
Okay.
That they redirect all the, you know, processing to these kids, you know, to these, you know, boards and do stuff. And he was like, we have SDKs that you can use to build your application to talk through the PCI Express from host to the board and, you know, vice versa. So they have SDKs, okay? He was like, for more technical information, get back to Freescale, okay? Because, like, Niagara 710 is exactly the same board as the Freescale. I'm not sure. He just gave me the price of that board is about 210 or something.
Yeah,
20K. Something, 2,000 something, 2K.
Yeah.
But in the Freescale, that board, I mean, this one is about 990. Okay.
So the SDK is the one that's adding the cost here.
I'm not sure. The SDK should be definitely from the Freescale itself.
Mm-hmm.
These are just, I think, distributors. Okay, but this guy, thanks God, he just answered me. Okay, I just called him. He was like, yeah, you can do that. Okay. So I just submitted a request to Freescale right now, waiting for an answer. These two kits are the best one, and all of them has like this one, this one. Okay, about this one, as long as that guy told me that you can do this, I'm sure that we can do this, okay? And he was like, yeah, you can just, you know, add, you know, a Wi-Fi module, you know, a disk, anything you want, and then do whatever you want with Z, you know. ZC7.
You can just add like extra modules,
modules. No, just a USB Wi-Fi. If you want to have Wi-Fi, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And your Linux would gonna, you know, identify it, and then you have wireless.
Mm-hmm.
The
USB Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the part that we wanna, you know, evaluate
in
case of, you know, like disaster. You know, how long does it take to send feasibility of this? So.
Yeah.
And I talked to another company yesterday. I called them. They didn't have a specific thing. They had actually, I don't know, they didn't know it so much about their own kids. I mean, it was basically for, you know, again, network processing.
I see.
So Altera, the company, has the same chips as Xilinx, okay? But it seems like this one is the best one, but expensive.
Yeah.
I just mine the internet, okay? That's all I got. I mean, like, I'm killing, I mean, I'm just sending everyone frustrated right now.
Yeah.
But it's funny that still, nobody's using embedded computing using, you know, PCI Express.
Mm.
Nobody's. Just a specific purpose.
Well, this whole idea of independent failure domain and building it using PCI Express is something that's completely, it's not something that people would think, because people would think independent failure domain on the same host is impossible. So our biggest challenge is to demonstrate the feasibility of that concept.
Yeah.
That in the same pizza box, you can have inside it an independent failure domain that's independent. So you have two independent failure domains in one pizza box. But the thing that I feel makes the problem simpler in this specific use case is that this independent failure domain doesn't need to have as much power as the host.
Yes.
And that's what allows us to reduce the cost of the solution. So you have these high availability configurations where you have two nodes that are exactly the same and you have the capability of failover. But in our case, we are not talking about that. We're just talking about augmenting one host with the capability of running logic even if there is a bar failure. Right?
Yeah, I mean, these things...
Even if there is a crash. So you can have power failure, you can have software crash that takes down the kernel. That's why you need independent compute and logic that will drive this other piece of hardware inside your box.
I myself will still think the powering part... is the easiest part.
Powering part is the easiest part.
Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, like...
But the PCI Express communication is the harder part.
I think so.
Mm.
I mean, not the hardest part. If this board can give us what we want just using SDKs, oh my God. I mean, like, that's a big challenge. I mean, like, but that's awesome. You know, we just got it. Okay? This is good. Like, the guy was showing a video. They had a video on their website. Somebody was streaming 10 Gbps, you know, video frames.
From one, from the host to the card?
I think so, yeah. And it was, you know, showing great. Like, I mean, like it was rendering everything. It's so powerful.
Yeah. So it's an overkill for us, right? I mean, the power is an overkill for us because we don't need
exactly
to render all of that stuff.
Yeah.
We just need to take a packet, maybe, like, you know, significant bandwidth of writes that come through, but we just need to dump it into DRAM and
yes,
have the ability to trim, have the ability to detect whether the host is alive or not. Well, can you do that? I think that's another requirement.
True.
Because how do you know if the host is alive or not? In the solution, I think that's key.
I think...
So if you send a message,
yeah,
if you send a packet to the host, does it respond on a reliable communication link? And because it doesn't respond, can I detect that the host failed? And I think that capability is required. The other way also, because the other way will say, okay, if my independent failure domain is dead, then I need to switch to synchronous mirroring from asynchronous mirroring.
So here's the thing. Can you do that on a simple network?
You can.
So you can do it here. Because, you know, PCI Express is just a network.
Mm.
It's just like this, you know, the architecture is one consumer and one sender. So I'm just, you know, just pinging the consumer, you know, like, are you alive or... somebody else is telling me that I'm alive. So
right,
if it stops.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you want to go, you know, deeper to what specific things we can do, I think that's only possible
if
we
have it.
Yeah, start playing with them.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm sure, like, when you are going to, you know, develop little kernel, you know, you can find, or something, or device driver, okay, there are a bunch of documents out there, people are answering, okay? These things... you need to you yourself go through it, okay?
Yeah.
Because this one, I'm sure, you know, like, people are playing with this. This is a good one. This is also seems to be a good one. The other boards, you know, you can even see that, you know, they don't have anything. I'm scared if you buy one of those, then it's going to stuck.
The Ragged Stone, for instance?
Yeah. They don't have anything. I even don't know, like, if you're using Altera, you know, like, you know, processor, and it's a... you know, FPGA and a system on chip, I think the same thing as this one, okay? Like, do I need to get a... How can I program it if you want to add something? If I need to program it, then do I need to, like, buy the Altera's, you know, one of their software solutions? Is it integrated? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why don't you guys spend maybe one morning working together, confirming that here are two cards that we should be buying for us to move forward, and I'll buy it. I mean, money is 2,500 is not a problem.
Even this one, I mean, if they answer me, if I get verification that this, you know, this can do the PCI Express, we're done. I think this would be awesome because they have the Linux, they have the SDKs, everything.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say let's wait another day or two.
Okay.
So for us to be sure and. If it's a few $1,000, money is not a problem. More than that may be a problem. But within 10K, I think I can manage. Yeah.
No, these things, I'm telling you, I mean, like, they're super, you know, like, professional kits. I mean, they're really amazing. But, I mean, I was happy that I could find somebody that, you know, just where I did this with this. You know,
good.
I did that before.
I'm glad you could make this happen. I think, you know, what you need, Steven, if you can spend, like, a good chunk of time with someone, I think he might need your help going through all the details, making sure that, you know, we can have the software stack set up and the PCI to PCI communication done. I think work together and then say by Thursday you tell me here are two cards that we should be buying and I'll place the orders. You know that we always have problems getting stuff, you know, ordered on time. Even ordered. So the sooner we place the order, the sooner we can get it.
But I'm sure this could be, you know, if we make it happen, this would be a really good experience.
Yeah.
Like hardware, you know, software integration.
And it doesn't have to be the perfect product. It just had to be our first experience prototype. And then based on that, we can figure out, oh, maybe we can make it work even with something simpler, like a Ragged Stone or something even simpler than that. That's fine. But I think for our first attempt, we should try to go with boards that make our life easier.
Yeah.
And the creation of the prototype easier. And mainly the software piece. If you have the software piece, the support for that for a board, we should go with that.
Oh, there is also another chip. Go to Embedded Planet. They have one. I didn't get any response.
Are you talking about one of these?
Yes, yes. Embedded Planet, Embedded EP 2080.
Yeah, that's also Freescale, right?
I think, yeah, it's Freescale. That's the case.
Yeah.
This is also seems so much interesting. So, this is QRQ, you see, the same chipset.
Mm-hmm.
1 GB DDR3. And 1066 MHz is so much. The bus frequency is really important for this bit here.
And this has two 10 gig ports.
Yeah.
And one gig.
And you see, it has one NOR flash. Non-volatile memory. Seems like this one even, you know, do what we want. Because you see, it says single board target application, single board computer.
Yes.
This is what we want, okay?
No, single board computer is not what we want. Single board computer just means that this functions independently of everything else.
So, yeah, I mean.
But we want the software to be able to talk to the other PCIe, right?
So here's what I think. As long as it's single board computer in a PCIe form factor, okay, this gives me the, you know, the vibe that, okay, this is the single board computer that I want, and I can talk through, you know, PCI Express. Because it doesn't make sense you put that PCI Express out there and don't use it.
But we found several such cards.
Here's the thing. I can tell you, like, I found 10 of them, okay? But not all of them. I'm not sure if they have enough support. Like
software.
Both hardware and software. If I get stuck in something, is the company how much support they give us? Or they have just some target consumers, you know, that they're, you know, working close, you know, closely and we don't care about us. But these companies seem like they're big, they have a broad number of, you know, consumers, and then, so...
Yeah.
So, 4 cores, 1.8 gigahertz of, you know, like, it's great. I'm not sure about the price of this one. You see, it's always offline. I just send them a message, you know, their chat is not online. I don't know what they're doing. There's nobody's looking at
them. Yeah, let's try to find the pricing for the potential cards. Let's identify something by Thursday. If you can send me, like, give me a list of 2 cards or even 3 cards on Thursday morning, I can place the order.
And I also found somebody was running a hypervisor.
That's a good sign. It means that there is a lot of software support out there.
I mean, yeah, as long as you have, you know, like, you have the code, you can change the code, everything, so it seems, you know, you can do anything. And they have SDK.
The other thing that Peter, he's a really nice guy. He has a lot of experience working with early stage companies and so on. So he was giving me some ideas to how we can get more funding from the, you know, from NSF programs as well. And he was saying that all the patent and everything is good, but the key to make a successful company is execution. If you don't execute, none of this IP stuff matters. Which means that you have to just go ahead and build the stuff, right? And I think that's really important lesson for us, is that I don't think we should be complacent in the view that, okay, we filed the intellectual property protection and therefore it's fine, we could just take our own sweet time. That product may never happen, or it may not happen in sufficient time, when someone would have come up with a different technique to do the same thing, right? So that's why execution, he said, was, you know, critical.
People just want the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was good for me. I just went through the, you know, like, industry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, make more connections and see, you know, what is the trend in hardware right now.
Yeah.
Because it seems like these companies, Xilinx, Altera, you know, they're the leading ones. So if I can know what is happening, you know, I get an understanding of how these things work, then we can, you know, get into it to find a place for us.
The other thing that, I don't know if we've spoken or not, but, you know, servers, the network communication for servers is going to be
getting even more critical in the future because you have new memory technologies and new storage technologies that are way, way faster than our SSDs of today.
Right.
And with those, when you're able to do local writes, persistent writes really fast, that synchronous mirroring over the network is going to be the killer bottleneck. So you need a solution that can eliminate that requirement.
Mm.
And if you can, then you know, you're ahead of the curve and you have a solution before the problem even shows up. And you're also good with current technology because even with current technology, your network is slower than your local fast SSD storage that you get, you know, to access over PCI Express, right?
I'm sure you can make one of these, you know, just customize for ourselves, you know, up to $100. Because if you go to see the Sodium, you know, chips, they have the same CPU and memory,
yeah,
the same frequency. But because they are specific for, you know, military, they are reduced, you know, the, you know, like they're just, you know, they design it somehow that it's so cheap. So I'm sure if we first come up with a prototype, say, okay, this is how it works,
yeah,
we can definitely, you know, just go to, you know, next level designing an onboard, you know, like,
yeah,
hiring somebody or bringing people that are, you know, like, so, or asking one of these companies to do that for us.
Yeah.
Talk to them or say what we want.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so what days are here?
Every day? Mostly, except...
let me have your number. I can send you a message, and if you were here, we can go through it.
Yeah, I think the next task is to identify two boards, vet it out for software and hardware requirements and what is available. And like I said, it doesn't have to have everything that we need, but the most critical pieces
should be,
as we discussed, and if they're there, just let's make a short list and I'll place the order.
Okay.
Yeah.
76.
2 1 8 2 1 8 9 5 6 9 9 5 6 9
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. But, no, I'm trying to see if I can...
Yeah, I'm just going to send you a message anytime you're on.
Yeah, no, just grandparents actually are going.
So you guys can coordinate and figure out a time to meet. I mean, I think you just need a couple of hours at some point between now and Thursday morning. And you should be able to figure out. I think someone has done quite a bit of the groundwork already. But it would be good to have, you know, another pair of eyes looking at the details, especially given your computer engineering background. I think it would be good to make sure that you don't see any red flags that he doesn't see. Right?
Yeah, even if you can, you know, just go to find the technical people out there about, you know, if we choose some products, then you can talk to them, you know.
Yeah.
Reaching them is hard, you know, like,
yeah,
these people are crazy.
Yeah. All right, that sounds good, guys. So, yeah, hopefully we are able to find something and place the order. We may not get the hardware before I leave, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can collect the hardware, get started on the work. At the same time, we have the Odroid as a backup as well. We should develop the software side using the Odroid because it's probably a much easier system to work with and connecting to a host.
Okay, good.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, great. So I'll see you guys on
sure.
Thursday.
Okay, have a
good one.
Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
No, because Friday is
your
Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll just forget.
Okay, see you guys on Thursday.
You.
Thank
you. Want me to close or?
Yes, please go. Thanks.